Hi, I'm John Weingart. I'm a neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital, and we're going to talk today about the intraoperative MRI scanner, which is one of the new pieces of equipment that we have in our new hospital.
And I'm Elizabeth Tracy. If you don't mind, I'd like you to back up just a little bit and define intraoperative MRI scanner. That's a lot of medical use in just a little bit of time. What exactly are we talking about?
Well, what that is that's an MRI scanner that's specially designed so that it can be used within an operating room. And the operating room also is specially designed so that you can have an MRI scan done within that room. As you probably know, normally the rooms have to be shielded so that there's no interference when you're having an MRI scan, and the normal operating room is not shielded in such a way. If you have an MRI scan in the operating room, you have to specially design the room, and then it allows during surgery the patient to have an MRI scan and then to get an update as to what's been accomplished or to see what might be happening and then to react to that while the person is still asleep.
This sounds like a great advantage. I guess we must have these specially designed ORs in the new hospital. Is that right?
We do. It was a long design process. It's actually two operating rooms, and the MRI scan is on a ceiling rail such that it can slide between each room so that two cases can go on at the same time where an MRI scan might be done at some time during the procedure.
What are the distinct advantages that are available with MRI during an operation that are not subserved by other kinds of technology?
Well, the advantage of having an MRI scan during surgery is that it gives you an immediate update as to what you've accomplished. So before any operation, there's a goal in your own mind as to, say, what you want to remove if it's a tumor. We have special technology to assist with that called intraoperative navigation. I like to use the term GPS for brain surgery, and that allows us to kind of figure out where we want to be and what we're taking out. But at the end, we're still not 100% sure that exactly what we defined came out. The MRI scan allows us to get an update in the middle of the procedure. And if we see something on there that we said, oh, that's something we wanted to take out, we can take it out during the same procedure.
Why is it that MRI is uniquely capable of helping you to make these decisions? What is it about that imaging that makes it so good?
Well, the MRI scan has a variety of different, what they call sequences, which are different densities of brain tissue, abnormal tissue, water tissue, and that can define what's abnormal and what the tumor is, what needs to come out. It's the most definitive, best anatomical view of what's going on, and so that's how we determine what needs to come out. The anatomy is spectacular in terms of what's inside this glob of material.
In the brain, of course, it's absolutely critical to be able to discern the difference between normal tissue and abnormal tissue because so many functions are subserved in our brains.
Absolutely. And some tumors are very distinct. And sometimes with your eye, you can tell exactly where abnormal ends and more normal begins. But other tumors look very much like brain to the eye. And then it can be very difficult to understand where normal and abnormal begin and end. Sometimes the tumors are large enough, one might not see a little bit of tumor that's hiding around a corner. And if you have an MRI scan done during the procedure, then that would be highlighted and show up. And you'd say, oh, there's a little something I wanted to get. Then you can go back, get it while the person's still asleep.
I would think, having had an MRI myself and didn't think it was too much fun, it would be great to be asleep while you have one.
Well, there's that advantage too.
So clearly this technique then allows for the preservation of as much normal tissue and therefore as much function as possible.
Right. It allows for maximal resection in the safest manner. Occasionally, we've used it where if we're doing just a needle biopsy, it's a deep lesion. There may be a question of whether we actually hit the lesion or we have abnormal tissue. Then we can do an MRI scan updated in the operating room and see exactly where the biopsy was. If it was off by a centimeter or a millimeter, we can then re-biopsy.
And that's really important because, gosh, biopsies often come up with things that turn out to be not usable.
If it's a deep lesion and it's a small lesion, then that's a challenging target to hit.
So this really helps.
Yeah, the intraoperative MRI scan is not for every single operation, but there are tumors and problems that people have where having an MRI scan in surgery is very valuable. It certainly gives the patient the best chance at getting the resection they want, the doctor the best opportunity to achieve the goal that they set out at the beginning of the surgery. Probably at least 50% of the time, we are taking a little bit more out after we get the MRI scan.
So that's very significant. Would it be your prediction that MRI is going to become really an imaging modality of choice intraoperatively?
For intracranial or brain surgery, intraoperative MRI scan would be the gold standard. CT scan really does not give the contrast between normal and abnormal to enough detail to be really usable. For intraoperative imaging for spine surgery, however, then CT scan would be the gold standard there because MRI scan does not look at bone very well. And in fact, the MRI scanners that are used in the operating room are not designed for spine surgery.
What have I forgotten to ask you?
The real value of it is that the magnet is the same magnet that is used in diagnostic imaging. So whereas some of the old intraoperative MRI scanner strengths were very weak, such that the quality of the imaging was poor, this is a 1.5 Tesla machine, which is diagnostic imaging MRI scan strength, which gives incredible anatomy. In addition, because it's linked up with the navigation system, which is the Brain Lab navigation system, we can re-register the new image to the navigation machine such that you can now, using this sort of GPS for brain surgery concept, you can touch on things on the surface or in the brain. It'll show you where you are on the new MRI scan. So if there's a little bit of tissue that you want to get out, you can then use the little probe to navigate off the new image and identify exactly where that tissue is, and then get that tissue out.
We're so fond, of course, of evidence-based medicine. Do we have evidence that this intraoperative MRI is actually beneficial with regard to outcomes?
We know that for certain kinds of tumors, that there is a correlation between how much tumor is removed and outcomes. And if you have a tool that can maximize the opportunity to achieve the best resection, and the best resection leads to the best outcome, it would be advantageous in those circumstances.
Dr. Weingart, thank you so very much.
Thank you.